If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
John Hodge here for 3downnation.com with Darius Bell, offensive lineman, one of the most highly rated players going into the 2026 Canadian Football League draft. Darius, thanks for doing this.
Thank you for having me. Excited.
First things first, our listeners, our viewers might not know much about you. So yeah. I know you're from Hamilton. Mm-hmm. I believe you grew up a Hamilton Tiger Cats fan.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. What it was like growing up in the Hammer?
It was good, you know. It's a football city for sure. Even going through high school, football heavy. I went to St. Thomas More High School for my first years of high school before going off to Florida for prep. And we were a good team, had a lot of fun there, won some championships in the city. It was great. Loved it.
And you're from a sports family. Mm-hmm. Like your brother Tiki plays defensive tackle at Utah State. Mm-hmm. And I believe he's bigger than you.
He's a big boy. Yeah, he's I don't know if he's taller than me. We fight about that all the time, but he's definitely heavier than me. I think he's about 320 or something like that. He's big boy.
Sure. Big boy. There you go. So, he's younger than you.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. So, growing up, what was that like growing up as the two biggest kids on the block?
Yeah, it was fun. I'm not gonna lie, and having someone who's not quite. He's 5 years younger than me. So I still had that big brother, advantage. So it was fun. And we went at it all the time in all different sports, everything. It was awesome. It was a great childhood.
And your dad, Curtis, was a professional football player as well, played in the Canadian Football League, 3 seasons with Hamilton, Toronto, Winnipeg. But I looked him up and 6'2", so tall, receiver, 170 pounds. So how was it that your father produced two, you got an interior O lineman and interior D lineman.
Yep.
That's crazy.
It's a mystery to this day, to be honest. And I actually have an older sister as well, and she's a sprinter. She ran college track, in the US. So it's really a mystery how we turned out this big. I mean, my mom's side of the family, bigger bone, bigger people. So I guess that kind of works out. But we question it all the time.
That's weird. Too funny.
Yeah.
Have you talked to your dad at all about what it's like to play in the league?
Oh, yeah, all the time. That's been great, since I was young. He always told me, insider type of things, little tips and tricks and, things just to know going through the whole process. And it's been great to have someone who's been through it to kind of help me and guide me wherever, needed in that process.
We recently spoke to the CFL's head coaches, and Mike O'Shea was talking about what it was like to go to the combine in 1991. Yeah. He was talking about how, you registered and they handed you a McDonald's cheeseburger and they were jumping at the golf dome in Winnipeg. Yeah. So I'd imagine that was similar to your dad's experience.
Probably.
A little bit different now.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's honestly, I'm thoroughly impressed. It's very, great atmosphere in here. The whole setup and everything's awesome. It's been great so far. I'm so happy to be here. It's awesome.
I know you're good friends with Michael Krasike, who's fullback for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, second round pick a couple of years ago out of Delaware State. But there's lots of Southern Ontario guys here. Is there any other players either in the combine or even just in the draft class in general who you grew up with or have become friends with over the years?
Yeah, absolutely. Playing at Clearwater Academy down in Florida, we were like a Canadian pipeline. So a bunch of those guys I played with are here now. Darius McKenzie, Dylan Jette, Ebenezer, Dibula, a whole bunch of other guys, Shakespeare. And we were really close. It was a tight-knit team down there. And they're all here, and it's been great to see them. Haven't seen them in a while. Other guys, Albert Reese too. He's not here, but he's in this draft class. Rohan Jones, I played with at Maine. We were roommates, one of my best friends. There's a whole bunch of guys. It's really awesome to be, in the same draft class as all those guys. It's cool.
Now, you had, including the redshirt, your five-year collegiate career. Mm-hmm. Played for four, and in those 4 years, you played four different positions on the offensive line. So a ton of versatility. Let's maybe focus in first on Maine. How was it that you came to become a member of the Black Bears, and how was it that you transitioned to multiple spots along that offensive line?
Yeah, so my recruiting out of high school was very different than most. It was the COVID year, obviously, so that kind of screwed everything up. And during my senior year, I had some teams, D1 teams poking around. I had a couple offers, but with the COVID cuts and everything, after playing my final game, I had no offers, no nothing. Going into the winter of 2020 and, spring of 2021, still nothing. I ended up committing to a junior college in Kansas. Went through the whole spring, getting ready for that. I think report date for that was June 1st. I was dead set, getting my mind ready for, all the things that a JUCO entails. I want to say 2 days, 3 days before my report date, randomly, the O-line coach, Pat Denneke, he's no longer with the Black Bears, but at the time he called me and he's like, we just had a guy hit the portal, scholarship open up and, we want to offer you. And it was like on the spot, like, this is crazy, miracle, blessing. So grateful for that. And I committed on the spot and that's how I ended up there. And then going into my first year, obviously I redshirted. And then into that second year was where I kind of started, like my first spring ball, I kind of started to, make some steps and kind of make a name for myself a little bit through winter workouts, spring ball, all of that. And we had some we had good depth that year and just some things got shuffled around a little bit. And the team kind of needed someone who could be the sixth man, I guess you could say. And that was me going up until camp. And then again, more stuff happened and I had a good fall camp. And that ended up starting at right guard for most of the season there. That's really how I started my playing days at Maine.
So you start at right guard in your kind of red shirt freshman season.
Yes, exactly.
You move to left tackle the next year. A lot of pressure at left tackle.
Yeah.
What was that conversation like with the coaching staff?
Honestly, it was pretty seamless. We had a lot of guys leaving. There were some older guys that were, graduating, going on to whatever they went on to. And again, going through winter workouts and spring ball. So that spring ball of my, I guess it would be my red shirt sophomore year, I played right tackle, right guard, center, and left tackle all throughout the spring. A lot, yeah. Kind of just seeing where I could be cemented in that offense. And then we had an O-line coach change, and the new O-line coach, watched all spring ball, all the winter workouts, and just saw kind of who I was. What my strengths were and stuff like that. And You know, with he believed that my athleticism would have me best out at tackle, and that's where I ended up. And it was fun for that year. Playing out on the island is definitely different than inside, but it was a good year for sure.
Yeah, the difference I'm told is about patience, right?
Yes, yeah.
Like you're on an island at tackle, mm-hmm. whereas inside, especially in the four down game, without the yard off the ball, everything's a little more immediate. Mm-hmm. Let's talk now about transferring to East Carolina, because mm-hmm. East Carolina, you play left guard, you play center. Mm-hmm. Let's maybe start with the transfer, but I really want to hear your thoughts on playing so many spots.
Yeah.
Where maybe you feel most at home, but how did you come to become a member of the Pirates?
Yeah. So after that redshirt sophomore year at Maine, I, you know, kind of just wanted to see where I could go. That was really when the transfer portal started to make big strides and people started to, you know, expanding the horizon, seeing what they could do. And I decided I wanted to be a part of that and see what, you know, what heights I could reach. And they were actually the first school to contact me, first school to offer me. And obviously other teams, you know, a bunch of other teams were interested, others offered. I went on my visit there with some of my family and they loved it. I loved it there. You know, the culture, the atmosphere was like you're playing at, you know, the best of the best, you know, power four type of school. It's really, you know, incomparable to the rest of like the G5 teams. And really after that visit, I was sold. I committed pretty quickly, you know, with the volatility of the transfer portal. I didn't want to let any opportunity, you know, slip away, especially considering how my high school recruiting went, you know, just to be in that position, I jumped on it immediately.
And maybe this didn't come up, but I was recently looking at some of the CFL alumni that have come out of East Carolina, mm-hmm. and it's actually a super rich pipeline. Like, granted, it was 100 years ago, but Stanley Bryant, future Hall of Famer, who's played damn near 20 years in the Canadian Football League, East Carolina alumni, Deshaun Amos, multi-time defensive back, Justin Hardy, multi-time all-star receiver. Was that ever brought up in your process at all, or was that something you're aware of?
Honestly, I really wasn't. It wasn't until after my first year there, we had a couple guys sign, a couple O-line sign, one with the Red Blacks, one with the Argos. And, you know, that's when it kind of like made headlines again, like, oh yeah, we actually have had a pretty good pipeline to the CFL. Mm-hmm. And that's when I, you know, I was surprised, honestly. Especially, I think I was one of the first Canadians to ever play there. And just to, you know that pipeline exists was interesting for sure.
There you go. And Jordan Williams, first overall pick in 2020 out of East Carolina, mm-hmm. but a guy who I don't think got his Canadian status till after he'd finished. So went as an American and then went, oh, I can get the citizenship. Yeah. I can do the draft, ended up being number one. But let's focus now in on the positional versatility. Mm-hmm. Had you played a lot of center before this past season? Because you were the starting center for the Pirates.
Yes.
25.
So basically what happened during spring ball of 2025, we had our center at the time. I was still at guard. I was at left guard. And our center went down with injury, unfortunately. And, you know, they were kind of scrambling to find someone like who has played center before. And I never really told anybody in my recruiting or anything like that. You know, I've taken a couple snaps in like camps, like spring camp, fall camp, that sort of thing. And, you know, I've kind of made a good reputation as a part of that offensive line for, you know, knowing what to do, knowing how to do it and being able to, you know, help everyone with that, whether it's making calls, off the field type of stuff, all of that. And they immediately like, yeah, like, you know, we want to move you to center. And I was like, ooh, man, like, I don't know. I don't know about that. That's a big transition. Going through the rest of spring ball, you know, obviously it's very different from the rest of the positions, in my opinion, especially, you know, with the no yardage separation in the U.S., it's a lot. But, you know, I got used to it and started to gain some steam going through the summer and into fall. And I feel like I made a smooth transition and I'm very comfortable there now. And I think by far it's my most, my best position for sure.
That was going to be my next question is if Darius Bell had to put not just O-line beside his name, but put specifically guard, center, tackle.
Right.
Like, what would that position be? It sounds like center.
Yeah, I think so. I just love the mental part of playing center. I love to be able to, you know, command the ship in a sort of scent. And I feel like my physical attributes best, you know, put me in the most advantageous spot at center. And I honestly, I love it too. I really like playing center. So I'd say that's the one for me.
You already had your pro day just recently down in Carolina. Were you happy with the results? And what type of feedback have you been getting from whether it's CFL teams or your agent on your performance?
Yeah. First, I mean, it was a blessing just to do that in general. That's a, you know, something I've seen since a freshman in college, seeing all the guys go through the pro day. It's a great process and, you know, an honor to perform in front of, you know, all the CFL scouts, all the NFL scouts that were there. In terms of results, I definitely wish I could get some of those drills back. You know, I don't necessarily feel my full athletic skill set was, you know, shown at that just by from a number standpoint. But grateful to have done it, you know, happy with where I am and happy to be here today, honestly.
Now, Three Down Nation has mocked you as the number two overall pick in this year's draft. And obviously, nothing in life is guaranteed. It's just a mock draft. But I'm curious for you, what are you hopeful will happen over the next month or so? I know it's going to be a roller coaster. It's going to be a whirlwind. But, you know, whether it's NFL, whether it's top of the CFL draft, middle of the CFL draft, where optimally would you like to go? And how would you like things to turn out?
Honestly, you know, with the career I've had, the places I've been, the things I've been through, I believe that, you know, where the chips fall, that's where I'm meant to be. Whether that, no matter where that is, in either league, I'll be so incredibly grateful. And I'll, wherever it is, you know, I'll give it my all and, be so excited and ready to go for whoever that is.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Darius. We appreciate your time.
Absolutely.
Best of luck.
Thank you very much.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.